Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss your problems, questions you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers of your questions are based upon Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member of Al Mustafa University and researcher in the Hausa Ilmiya of Qom. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, Professor Nakavi, in our previous episodes, we were talking about the things that a mother or parent or a father or a trainer needs to keep in mind while they are developing a child physically. That is the nutritional things they have to keep in mind. They have to keep in mind the exercise part. They have to keep in mind how much a child walks in a day, or even if it's a very small child. And then you said about the junk foods, we talked about fast foods, how they affect the development. Is there anything else you would like to add to physical development?
I mean, as I said, proper food, proper way to eat it, the etiquettes that we have in eating, the general etiquettes that Islam tells us, or generally also we know a lot of things that have to be taken care of, washing our hands before that, and all of these things are important. What is more important is that they should, I mean, when you start eating, and then again, if you remember that we mentioned that, why are we eating? The child should know that this eating or anything which we are benefiting from the material resources in this world is for a higher purpose.
All right.
That worldview has to be inculcated, imbibed in the child. That why am I doing exercise, or it is eating, or it is resting, is for the sake of my physical development. So through that physical development, I am able to develop my spiritual self, my mental and emotional and intellectual faculties are developed. So I become spiritually aligned with the purpose of my creation and with the Lord.
So that why should always be there, why I'm doing this and how I have to do this.
Exactly, and always be thinking on these lines is very important. Even when we talk about sports, I mean, our children, whether girls or boys, they should be involved in certain sports, healthy sports, which give them relief and leisure time to think or to make them relax.
Or instead actually of, release that negative energy.
Exactly. I mean, today, in the day of the internet, and I don't know what's going to come to us when we go for the metaverse.
Yeah.
There's something very, very...
The life has already become a sedentary
very difficult.
Kind of life.
Everything is going to be in the virtual world.
Yeah.
And we're going to be completely removed from the physical aspects of this world, which are very important. Continuous interaction with this physical world is important in our physical development, and thereby our spiritual development. So every child should be groomed in such a way that he or she takes up a certain, at least one or two sports which are necessary for them to release their energies, to become relaxed. Not as professional people, No, not as a profession, as a way of having leisure and having fun and enjoying our lives.
Yeah.
Sports, which are, of course, in harmony with the physical aspects, whether as far as being a masculine or a feminine gender, or as far as my physique is concerned.
All right.
There should be sports activities which develop my physical faculties and also my mental faculties. And relax me, give me relaxation in my minds, in my mind, in my feelings.
All right.
And well, also develops me for the sake of increasing my proximity to Allah Almighty and my productivity in that line.
Direction. All right. We'll talk more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Professor Naqavi. We're discussing what things parents should be keeping in mind while they are developing their child physically. Professor Naqavi, you said that sports are really important. They relieve us. It takes out the negative energy. And don't you think the things that we discussed that were important with the physical development, that we have to actually reduce our screen time and do a more lot of interaction with the environment for our physical development. Don't you think this physical development, while we are working on this, it automatically increases our cognitive development as well?
Yes, there are many sports which help that cognitive development, of course. Because any physical exercise involves all our faculties together, especially our emotions. And there are certain games which are mind games,
yeah,
like for chess or other things. Of course, again, there are indoor games. Indoor games are good for mental development, but outdoor games like swimming, archery, I don't think, horse riding, Even self-defense techniques, which are very important today.
All right.
We need to develop these things. I mean, when we talk about defense or self-defense, it is religiously necessary for us to be able to ward off the enemy,
yeah,
to defend ourselves.
Yes.
So even self-defense techniques may have to be learned by even women, not just men.
All right, yeah. And actually, you remind me of the beautiful lines from Ayatollah Khamenei, which are posted in our gym. We have a women's gym over here, and it's written in each and every corner over there that how important it is for women to do exercise, because women are also a part of the population, and they contribute a lot. They compose a lot of percentage of this population. Well, what else should we be...
I mean, a child, for example, especially when you're talking about the girls and women, their physical development, physical maintenance of their health is very important in their being good wives and good mothers.
Yeah.
I mean, they need to have that energy. Also, whether it's taking care of their husbands, and the responsibilities which they have towards their husbands. So that physical development is very important.
Yes.
Apart from the mental and cognitive things and emotions, physical strength and physical perseverance is very important, especially for girls and women. And therefore, sports and many things which are necessary for that physical development are necessary. There's no doubt about it.
I actually met a girl in the gym, and she said she was 16 years old and she was not married yet. And she was saying, I am here basically to get ready for my marriage. I said, how could gymming help that? And she was like, well, my parents tell me you should not be complaining to your husband tomorrow that I have backache, I have this ache, I have this and that. So you should not be complaining. So in order to keep her from those complaints, They're sending her gym to develop physically. Well, we'll talk more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Teach your children swimming and archery."
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. This is IRIB English Radio. I'm with Professor Naqavi, and we're discussing the things that parents or educators should be keeping in mind while they're developing their children physically. Yes, Professor, do we have something else to add in physical development?
Physical, as I said, it has many aspects, and every aspect plays a role in certain specific fields, as we shall, if we get time to think of the realms and the domains of our behavior, where this mental and physical development is going to be useful for that aspect of life, as we just mentioned that this physical development of a girl is very important for her in her married life. So till she becomes ready for that, she has to take care of these things, which are physical. Her physical physique and her health are very important in making her husband attached to her.
Exactly.
So that is very important. That should be one of the things that for the family relationship, which is necessary for the future.
All right.
And then, of course, many things can be mentioned in the physical issues. But the most important thing, the connection between the cognition and the physical development, is through the attitude and the emotions that are required.
All right.
So we need to, as we mentioned before, there are two things, two major factors in our emotions, two aspects or two faculties. One is the faculty of, according to the traditional school of thought, that we have on the one hand anger, and on the other hand we have temptations and desires. These have to be balanced.
Yeah.
And they have to be brought under the control of the intellect, the rational thinking, logical thinking that we have. They have, they, through that we need to control them. And then these emotions have to be made, channelized towards those activities which are proper.
Yeah.
And so this is the this is the axis between the cognition and the physical activities that we have to carry out in our everyday lives. So emotions have to be managed, that we can control our emotions and feelings and do things which we want our children to do. We make them feel, when they become angry, we should make them control their anger. They go after something which they, for example, desire too much, we need to control that. For example, if you feel that your child wants to eat something, make him, sit him down, and give him some time and think over what he wants.
Right.
Discuss it with him. Discuss this with her. Oh, you just want to go and open the refrigerator and eat anything that you get a hand on? No, that's not the way.
Well, that's also coming in the emotional development, and inshallah we'll discuss emotional development in another episode. Well, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you want to listen to our programs again, please go back to our official website, that's www.parstoday.com. If you have any questions, any suggestions, any comments for our program, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also search us on our social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. And when you go to our official website, parstoday.com, you'll find a tab, Call of Islam. Over there, you can find our programs. Until another session, fi amanullah, God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.